Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 8th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Twitch has decided not to implement its new advertising restrictions. The new rules would have prevented streamers from showing pre-recorded audio and video of sponsors, as well as limiting the size of sponsored graphics to 3% of the screen. After several streamers threatened to or did leave the platform, Twitch changed its mind, writing, "These guidelines are bad for you and bad for Twitch, and we are removing them immediately." WhatsApp is adding a feature called Channels, a one-way broadcast of posts. Think Twitter, but without the replies, or maybe think Telegram's similar feature, also called Channels. WhatsApp suggested local news and sports might be one reason you'd follow a channel. Operators of a channel can send text, photos, videos, stickers, and polls. Channel admins can block screenshots and forwards if they want, and only 30 days of history is saved. Channels do not have end-to-end encryption, and will launch first with select organizations in Colombia and Singapore and expand over the coming months. Sorting algorithms are a basic element of a coder's toolkit, but the standard libraries haven't changed in years. Google's DeepMind group developed a reinforcement learning tool that can develop optimized sorting algorithms by treating them as a game, same way DeepMind learned to play Go. Unlike large language models, AlphaDev was not trained on human examples, but by reinforcing better attempts. AlphaDev produced a more efficient sorting algorithm, which has since been included in the LLVM toolchain for C++. So basically, coders can use it now, and some of them have already. Adobe announced Firefly for Enterprise, which lets employees in an organization use generative AI to write prompts to create images or text. Enterprise users can access Firefly from its app, Creative Cloud, or Adobe Express. And admins can train their instance of Firefly on corporate assets like brand logos and styles. Firefly was launched in March. It's still in beta, and the enterprise version will not launch until it comes out of beta. Paradox Interactive announced Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2 back in 2019 and began taking pre-orders. Well, 4 years later, it's showing us a few screenshots, so it's still working on it, but is also offering refunds to those tired of waiting. Anybody who ordered any of the digital editions of the game can go to ParadoxInteractive.com to request a refund, and if you pre-ordered a physical copy, they're just going to proactively refund you. Reddit continues to refine its new rates for APIs. Those are the ones that have caused quite a bit of concern among users and makers of third-party apps. Reddit will give an exemption to API charges for apps that are both non-commercial and address accessibility needs. SK Hynix announced Wednesday that it has begun mass production of its 238-layer 4D NAND memory for high-performance SSDs. PC enthusiasts will note the fast 2,400 megatransfers per second data transfer rate. That's a 50% increase over the previous generation. These can be used to build solid-state drives with read-write speeds of 12 gigabytes per second or higher, taking better advantage of new PCIe Gen 5 capacity. SK Hynix expects the memory to show up first in smartphones. The UK government plans to hold a global AI summit this autumn. A statement said the summit will try to reach an agreement for safety measures to evaluate and monitor the most significant risks from AI. The announcement included support from Google DeepMind, Anthropic, Palantir, and Faculty. Oura, the makers of the Smart Ring, are adding a new community feature to that Smart Ring. Users can now create or join circles to share your readiness, sleep, and activity scores from the past 2 weeks with a private circle of friends. Oura's sleep staging algorithm is also out of beta for Android and iOS. If you're curious, Oura sells for $300, plus you got to pay for a monthly subscription. Finally, Norway's Hurtigruten Cruise Company announced a concept design for a zero-emission cruise ship. C0 would use batteries charged by renewable energy while in port, and then while cruising, the ship would deploy sails with solar panels to harness wind and solar energy and replenish that charge while they are underway. They hope to set sail in 2030. In other solar news, the Solar Energy Industries Association and Wood Mackenzie issued an estimate that solar capacity in the U.S. is expected to triple in size to 378 gigawatts by 2028. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.